Hi, ladies. It's Natasha from LionessMagazine.com. It's Thursday, and if you're hearing from me, you know it's a business coaching day. So I'm excited to work with you today. And what we're going to do is take you guys through the business model canvas. Whether you're launching a new business or you're trying to grow an existing one, we know that your business model is everything. So if you're, you know, a regular to startup land, I'm sure you've heard of the business model canvas. Even if you're running a traditional business or you're about to start one, it is a good practice to take the time to actually complete a business model canvas. In fact, in the early stages, I personally recommend it over a business plan. Now, later, if you're seeking lending, a business plan will come into play for sure. But it'll be easier to complete thanks to the canvas, okay? And so before I get into telling you more about the business model canvas that I want you guys to work on and do a little homework, I just want to explain a little bit more just about the business model, okay? So our writer here at Lioness, Kim Clark, did a great job of writing a little bit about business models. And so rather than recreate the reel, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what Kim said. So your business model illustrates how to make the venture work as you intended. The first big question it asks you to examine is how will you and the clients connect? So for instance, you know, will they find you via your website? If so, how will they know that your website exists? What should you do to drive them to your site? And what do you want them to find and do when they get there? The type of website that you design and your call to action are business model issues. Does that make sense? So the business model is the roadmap within the roadmap that is the business plan. The business model is the blueprint for the process by which a company will make and sustain a profit. And so that is why having a really crack tight business model is essential, not only to launching a company, but to actually growing it and making it sustainable. Okay. So now that you understand the core issues around a business model and why it's so vital to have a good one in place, now let me explain to you what the business model canvas is. So basically, it is kind of the template that you use to create that business model. Okay. It allows you to flesh out your entire business on one sheet of paper, which is amazeballs, let me tell you. Before you decide what type of funding you'll need or how to market your idea, your first course of action should be blueprinting your business idea. Now, there are a number of free templates and outlets that you can use to get your model together. And we want to be able to walk you through some best practices so that you can get the optimum value and use out of your business model canvas. Now, there is a company called The Startup Hustle, which we love. We often refer readers to The Startup Hustle. And they have a really dope 16-minute step-by-step guide on how to use the business model plan using a book by two guys. You know, one's called Alex, the other one's Eves. I'm not going to pronounce their last names because, no, Alex's last name is Osterwalder. I can get that one. The other guys, I'll butcher it, so I won't. But they have a book that we highly recommend that you purchase. Hopefully you have your pen and paper handy or you can replay the call. But the book that you want to get is called The Business Model Generation. We have helped other startups with it. We've actually walked a collegiate team through using the book, The Business Model Generation, Dawn and I, and it is a huge help. We were in an accelerator program about a year or so ago. We walked ourselves through the canvas as well, so we highly recommend it. The book, again, is called Business Model Generation, but the document that is in your email today, which is actually a template, it's the Business Model Canvas Explained, and the template that we gave you is based off of that book. So either way, if you can't afford to buy the book at the moment, at least the template that we gave you is from that book, and you can utilize it. So as I was saying before, The Startup Hustle has a really great video. It's only 16 minutes to watch. The topics that the video covers is one, how to use the Business Model Canvas. And they explain the business model canvas and some of the steps. So I just want to walk you through quickly some of the segments that you're going to, sections that you're going to complete on the canvas, okay? One is, first of all, your canvas, you can complete it digitally, so that way you can erase or make changes. Some people like to print out huge ones and, you know, tape them up to their wall and then fill out each section with a sticky note so that they can make changes and rip them off or add additional notes and such. However you want to use it, but make sure that you at least have more than one copy on hand, because changes usually always come about as you complete and work the plan to your business and come up with ideas and such. So the first segment that you're going to complete is called the customer segment, okay? Customer segment defines the different groups of people or organizations an enterprise aims to reach and serve. So this is the section where you're going to write out who your customers are, okay? You're going to answer things like, for whom are we creating value? Who are our most important customers? You know, for us at Lioness, we serve different types of women entrepreneurs. And so we list those women entrepreneurs in that section. You can get really specific if it helps you. You can list things like their name. You can give them a name. You can give them an age. But you talk about, you know, their, like, for example, their demographics, their wants or needs, and why they're using your product and that sort of thing. A business model may define one or several large or small customer segments. An organization must make a conscious decision about which segment to serve and which segments to ignore. So a prime example is sometimes you might realize that you have four customer segments. You have four types of customers that come through your doors. But especially if you're launching a business, you have to decide which one is your most profitable to start with. And so let's say if you were going to pitch an investor for money, you would say, hey, these are my four customers, but this is the one we're starting with first. This is the most profitable. As we grow and we have the funding that we need and we're in a position to prime and scale, then I'm going to go on and serve this customer and this one, and then you could kind of show them how you plan to use those additional segments to scale your business. So for instance, you take a store like Old Navy, I'm making up their customer segments, but we do know that they serve basically families, because a father, a mother, teens, and children can purchase things at Old Navy. Now, who is their most profitable segment? I don't know. But I'm sure when they were first launching that store, that was who they initially focused their marketing and advertising toward. And then I'm sure that they went on and they branched out. So you will need to think of your customers in that regard, because you cannot be an end-all to everybody, particularly at the beginning. But as you grow and you have the means to serve more people, you can. And so you are going to focus on that in that particular segment and write it out. And it'll really give you some clarity around your customers and how you've been reaching them and such. So two, the next segment that you're going to complete in the template, and don't forget, the template is in the email that you should have received today for this call. You could go back and download it. The next segment is your value propositions. Now, this area describes the bundle of products and services that create value for a specific customer segment, okay? Now, the questions that you're going to answer in this section are things like, what value do we deliver to the customer? What bundles of products and services are we offering to each customer segment? The value proposition is the reason why customers turn to one company over another. So it's what makes your company unique, if that makes sense, and if it's easy for you to understand it that way. Now, some value propositions may be innovative and represent a new or disruptive offer. Others may be similar to existing market offers, but with added features and attributes. So this is your bang moment. This is what separates you from your competition, or why you are doing what they do better. That is what you're going to put in this section and what you're going to focus on. The next section in the template is channels. Now, this is also, I think, there's a few sections that I love in the Canvas. One is the customer development section, but this is another one because not a lot of people focus on channels. Channels describes how a company communicates with and reaches its customer segments to deliver a value proposition. Okay, so whatever the dope shit is about your company that separates you from your competition, now this is the section where you're going to say, how are you going to reach the customers to give them that dope shit? Not a lot of people think too much about distribution and your sales channels, but they are very, very important. It's why sometimes many of us can create products or services and then they're sitting on a shelf because no one's there to pick them up and buy them. How are they going to get from your shelf to the customer's hand? Okay. Channels are customer touch points that play an important role in the customer experience. So for example, some of the things that you're going to want to write in this section and that you need to think about. And again, don't feel overwhelmed, because if you need to complete a sheet or two by yourself or with a team, if you have more than one person on your team, I suggest that you guys do this together. Because I also think that the cool thing about the business model canvas is that it shows where you and your team may be not on the same page. Maybe you guys are walking around thinking that you have two different value propositions, or you have different ideas about how you intended to reach your customers. So if you're going to be working with other people, I suggest that you complete the canvas together. Again, back to what I was saying, don't feel overwhelmed about the business model canvas. The great thing about working on the template, and it's particularly if you also have the book, is that you might do a section a day, sleep on it, come back. If you're crazy like Don and I, you will complete yours in a day. We hold ourselves up in a conference room about a year or so ago. And we were just in there for hours. We ate in there and we just banged out the canvas. And, you know, there was a lot of erasing going on and refilling and rewriting things and that kind of thing. But don't worry. If you begin to feel overwhelmed, put the canvas away, come back to it the next day. But I guarantee that you do need to revisit it more than once. So that way things can get streamlined. But yes, so back to the channels section. Some of the things that you're going to think about in this section is answering questions like, through which channels do our customer segments want to be reached, right? So just because you create a Facebook page doesn't mean that your customers like to buy your stuff via Facebook. Same with any social media outlet or your website. Maybe they want to walk in. Other questions like, how are you reaching them now? How are channels integrated, you know, so that they serve one another? Which ones are currently working best? Which ones are the most cost efficient? Because sometimes we're doing things that are very costly and may not make sense. And so your channels serve several functions, including, you know, raising awareness among your customers about your company, your products and services, helping customers evaluate a company's value proposition, delivering a value proposition to the customer, all that kind of thing. So make sure that you take the time to, especially if your business is currently in existence, this section is really important, because it's going to force you to think about, hey, is the way that I'm currently trying to reach my customers any good? Does it make any sense? And is it working or not? And how can we do it better? Okay, so again, on to the next section. The next section after that that you're going to complete is customer relationships. It describes the type of relationships a company establishes with specific customer segments. So now you know the type of customers that you're serving. What type of relationship does each of our customer segments expect us to establish and maintain with them? So are you selling a product or service where it's a one-touch thing? Maybe I only see you once a year, like your doctor type of thing. Or do you have the type of customer relationship where, you know, the first touch is you reaching out to them. Maybe the second is them buying. The third is they need a follow-up email or a follow-up phone call. Every business and in its structure is different. And so you need to think about how you're serving each type of customer. And do you already have, especially if you're in existence, do you already have these type of relationships and the protocols established? And if so, are you reviewing them to see if they work? or do, let's say if you're a person that your company does follow-up calls or follow-up emails, how much does it cost you to do those things? I think sometimes as business owners, we forget to tack costs and prices onto things like that. How much does it cost me to sit down and send out 50 emails per day to follow up? How much does it cost me per hour to call 20 people? All of those things, it's important that you know how much it costs to run your business. And that includes all that administrative crap that we hate to do that needs to be done. I know you think that, hey, it's my business. I'll work until 11 o'clock to do it, to get it all done. But guess what? You can't grow a company that way. And you can't hire employees and expect them to work there until midnight. So you need to know how much it costs you to do all of those customer relationship management type things. So that you can factor those things into your budgets and into making decisions such as, does that make sense to send a follow-up email right after? Should it be done once a week or once a month? Or whatever your product or service is, you should know how much it costs to do each thing in your company, okay? So again, back to the customer relationships piece, a company should clarify the type of relationship it wants to establish with each customer segment. And those relationships can range from personal to automated. So just how I was saying, hey, after, you know, let's say if you're running a spa, I don't know, you make follow-up calls once a week. Maybe you don't want to make calls. Maybe it's too costly for you or your employee to make calls. It doesn't make sense. But it might make sense to have an automated email system that automatically sends things out to new customers where they can follow up. They send an email, then another one automatically comes back to thank them for completing the survey. One goes to you. You have a whole automated system set up. Or if you're a company that you value personal touches and you want to make those calls, you might want to go that strategy too. But then again, you need to know how you're going to do that. And it needs to be written down somewhere. And that is what we call here at Lioness. We try to onboard employees or interns or that kind of thing. So we have a section where we save, hey, these are the steps that we walk you through when you are new to the company. This is the story about the company. This is why we were founded. This is what we do. This is your role. This is what is expected of you. If that person's going to be making those follow-up calls, these are the calls. This is how you make them. You should be cataloging all of the rules and policies in your company as you make them. Particularly as a startup, you don't have that shit somewhere already in a book. You're literally flying the plane while you're building it. And so as you're creating those rules and rules, write them down and save them so that you are building essentially your human resources / your handbook for your company on the fly as you go, and so that you have it as the company grows, and if it needs to be edited or changed, you can do that without needing to rewrite the whole thing. So this also is a very important section. And remember, I was telling you about all those little costs that sometimes we don't write down how much it really costs us to send emails and to answer the phone and all that kind of stuff. It all goes into defining it, you know, what they call customer acquisition. How much does it actually cost you to get a customer? And that includes all of those calls and those touches or whatever you do to get your customer. All that needs to be factored in, and you should always know how much each customer costs you and how much it costs to retain a customer. Okay? So that is what that section is about. Again, if you buy the book Business Model Generation, I think is the name of it. I'll repeat it before we leave, by Alex Neves, you will have every section explained to you in more detail to walk you through it nicely. The next section in the Canvas is key resources. It describes the most important assets required to make a business model work. Okay. Every business model requires key resources. These resources allow an enterprise to create and offer a value proposition, reach your markets, maintain relationships with your customer segments, and earn revenue. Okay. So think about this. These are the type of questions that you will answer in the key resources section. what key resources do you need, excuse me, to achieve your value proposition, okay? What key resources do our distribution channels require? So, in layman's terms, we'll use us here at Lioness Magazine. In order to carry out our value proposition, we need what, for one? Well, writers, because we are delivering news to you daily. We also know that we need coaches because we offer you guys coaching sessions. So all of these things are vital to our value proposition. What is vital to yours? You should have all of these things at the ready. And if you are a person who, again, you're launching a startup, so your company's not in existence, you still should know what it's going to take to achieve your value proposition. So this is the section where you would write it all down. And again, you know, what type of things do you need for your distribution channels? So if one of your distribution channels is advertising in a newspaper, what do you need? Do you need a salesperson or a person within your company who is the contact with the newspaper? You need money to buy those ads. How much is it going to cost you? All of those type of things. Of course, there are different types of resources depending on your business model. So a great example that they give you is a microchip manufacturer requires capital-intensive production facilities, okay? So if they're going to be producing this microchip, they need a place to actually produce it. They need a production facility. Whereas if they were a microchip designer, they focus more on human resources, if that makes sense. Key resources to keep in mind for your business, they could be physical, financial, intellectual, or human beings. And key resources can be owned or leased by the company or acquired from key partners. So if you were going to start a cleaning company and you needed a machine that buffed floors, well, that would be one of the things that you list. That floor buffer is a key resource. Now, it doesn't mean that you need to buy it. Maybe you're going to lease it from another company, but this is the section where you would list it. All right. So we're going to move on from key resources to key activities. Every business model calls for a number of key activities. This describes the most important things a company must do to make its business model work. These are the most important actions a company must take to operate successfully. Now, similar to key resources, they are required to create and offer a value proposition, reach markets, maintain customer relationships, and again, earn revenues. And like key resources, key activities differ depending on the business model type. Okay? So the questions that you're going to ask yourself in this section is what key activities do our value propositions require? And they're going to be the similar questions to the other things. So before, how you were looking for things, now these are the actual activities. So an example that they give you is for software maker Microsoft, key activities include software development, okay? If you're going to be launching this new age innovative hair salon, well, doing hair actually will be one of the key activities, wouldn't it? So essentially, your resources and the activities basically are a place where you list, hey, this is what we're going to do it. This is what we're going to be doing. Excuse me. This is how we're going to be doing it. And this is who is going to be doing it. That is very important. And the who more so is going to, when we take you down to the next key, section, which is key partnerships. So I'll just roll right into there because these three, I feel, kind of all feed into each other. This is where you're going to be talking about who's doing what, okay? Because no business is an island. You're going to need partners, okay? And in the key partnerships area, that's where you're going to describe your network of suppliers and partners that make your business model work, okay? Companies forge partnerships for many reasons, and partnerships are becoming a cornerstone of many business models, especially if you're launching a startup because you're poor. And we know when you're launching a company that you don't have tons of dough in the beginning, so partnerships are definitely key in terms of being able to get your idea or innovation off the ground, okay? And so in this area, you would list who your key partners are, the key suppliers, what is it that you're acquiring from these partners. Do the partners perform? How are you guys working together? So those three areas, I feel, you know, the key partnerships, the key activities, and the key resources really lays out what actual work needs to be done at the company, who's doing it, how are we carrying it out. And like I said, the previous sections kind of go into how much is it going to cost to do all of those things? Who's involved? How are we delivering work to our customers? And this, again, like I said, is why I personally love the business model canvas over stuffy old 100-page business plans. Because the business model canvas, for instance, okay, the document that is in your email today, it is 8 pages. Okay, and it gives you the opportunity to say, okay, what is the meat of what you're trying to do? How much does it cost? What are you doing? Yada, yada, yada. Whereas if you're doing a business model, a business plan, excuse me, especially if your business is not in existence, you're doing a bunch of freaking guessing, man. You're wasting time guessing. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are a person who is starting a traditional business and you are going to need outside lending, you are going to have to complete a business plan. But what I'm telling you is it is a lot easier to complete that business plan after you have completed a business model canvas. And sometimes when you complete the canvas, you might be able to find ways that you can get your business off the ground without initially going after lending, because there's so many funding options. Actually, this week at lionessmagazine.com, we did a really brief, awesome book review on raise capital on your own terms. So I'm going to plug that. If you guys are interested in reading that brief book of the week, shoot me a message in the Unleash group on Facebook and I'll post it in there. It is a great book by Jenny Kasan. I just have to plug that. That really lays out, hey, I'm running a business. How the heck do I fund it? And how do I fund it, most importantly, without selling my soul? Maybe I need an investor, but I don't want to give you all my damn company. I don't want to have you come in and create this board and tear away my vision. How can I do that? And the book really lays out fantastic strategies and ways to find funding and to assess what type of funding you actually need. And so that is why I'm saying that creating a business model canvas, it may seem tedious, but it's not. And it can actually be a lot of fun. Okay, like I said, Don and I, we got some food, we went into a conference room for hours, and we didn't come out until we completed our canvas on a whiteboard. Okay. And like I said, people use sticky notes, you use dry erase, you can write, you can erase, you can do whatever you want, but you feel so much more in control and ready to rock it with a blueprint in your hand when you've completed the business model canvas. Now, we know that we're doing research into because somebody has designed something that is like a little step up from the canvas. That's the word on the street. A guy contacted us here at Lioness to tell us, hey, there's a new, more innovative way to do the canvas. And that is definitely something we're going to be bringing you more info in early 2018. But in the meantime, rock your business model canvas. Like I said, it is a gem to anybody who is either currently running a business and want to grow it, or someone who is just getting started. It is the one that is in your email today is based off of the book Business Model Generation by Alex and Eves. Great book. I'm also going to post the Startup Hustle's 16-minute video. It's not a long watch, in the Unleashed group today, just so that you guys can look at a step-by-step visual guide on how to rock your business model canvas. I know I orally gave you one today, but some of us are visual learners, and so we want to kind of give you both touches, and so we will post a video in there that will visually take you through a canvas really quickly, but make sure that you go in the group. Again, as you work your canvas, I will pop in the Unleash group over the next couple of weeks asking questions about your canvases, or if anybody needs any help on any particular section, Dawn and I will be more than happy to help you there in the group. As always, if you have any questions, you know to hit us up at info@thelionessgroup.com. You can always get your latest daily news over at lionessmagazine.com. And as always, unleash the lioness within and rock the day, ladies. I hope that you take the time to rock your business model canvas. I'm telling you, if you have not completed one, it will totally change your business, and usually for the better. So until next time, it's Natasha. Rock your day.